Speaking of duration, I've been hearing rumors about the Atlas and Adam studies looking at 10 versus 5 years of tamoxifen. What's going on there?
Well, there are reported data. I think it's probably one of the best kept secrets in the world. Everybody has seen these data, but they're not actually in the public domain at this stage. So, yeah, they should be out hopefully soon, be able to talk about them more fully.
Yeah, it is vexing to try to pull this out of you all because we're getting the hint that there's an advantage to longer therapy, which of course would be amazingly ironic considering the fact that a few years ago we thought there was actually a detrimental effect.
Yeah. I mean, it's really important that the Atlas trial was done because it was a little counterintuitive that treatment would stop being effective. Maybe the side effect profile would increase. That's not surprising, but it's kind of surprising that continued suppression would not produce some benefit. And I guess the indications are there is going to be a benefit there, yes.
And if that is the way it plays out, what do you think is going to explain the NSABP finding in node-negative patients that, quote, there was a detrimental effect? Do you think that was just statistics?
Yeah, I think it was over-interpretation of small numbers, basically.